to victory and peace. May the heavens kill and raise the power that had made and preserve us, our nation. Then conquer we must, where our cause in is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph shall wave. O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Happy 4th of July. 祝你美国国庆快乐. Welcome to Chinese Faith Baptist Church online worship on this first Sunday of July, also a communion Sunday. I remember President Reagan said in one of his speeches, freedom is never more than one generation away from distinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in our bloodstreams. It must be fought for, protected, and hang on for them to do the same. Let's pray that God will continue to uphold the freedom that we enjoy in this country. And pray also that this coronavirus pandemic will pass us soon, and so that we could worship together in person in our church safely soon. 各位早晨，欢迎你来到中正浸信会嘅网上崇拜。今日系7月第一个星期日，而且系圣餐嘅主日。我记得列根总统曾经咁讲过：自由系可以喺我哋下一代就会灭绝噶啦，因为我哋唔可以用基因去传呢啲自由俾我哋。 嘅仔女，佢哋亦都要奋斗保护同埋移交佢哋去继续咁样做。我哋祈求上帝会继续维护我哋呢个国家嘅自由，亦都祈求佢会将呢个冠状病毒会就快成为过去，好使我哋可以一齐 喺教会嗰度一齐崇拜。现在用我哋嘅歌声去歌颂耶稣基督。 Let us worship with our song. Let's worship Jesus with our songs.
We are praying that we have the vision like Jesus' vision, and we will be more and more like him. 我哋希望祈求我哋嘅眼嘅视线系好似耶稣嘅视线一样，越嚟越更像佢。 Be thou my vision, 主是我漫游。
成为我智慧，成为我。
诗篇第六十六篇第一和第二节，全地都当向神欢呼，歌颂他的名的荣耀，用赞美的言语将他的荣耀发明。 Psalm 66 verse 1 and 2 shout for joy to God, all the earth, sing the glory of his name, make his praiseglorious. 用我们的声音去献上颂赞。 Let us use our joyful noise and shout to the Lord.在世间哪会有仿似耶稣？我欲颂扬，竭力颂扬，主爱是奇妙无大。是我主，是救主，作我安稳庇护所。我若只有一息尚存，也要定义敬拜你，献上颂赞，要呐喊，要颂扬，各处用赞，用赞欢呼拍掌，遍以万里也和应，要让宇宙
我含天一生旨，要一过场要熟悉你创造，愿永爱着你，我这心不变更，这世上永再没有别人像你。
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. I see the King of Glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole world shakes, the whole world shakes. I see his love and mercy washing over all our sins. The people sing, the people sing. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. I see a generation rising up to take their place with selfless faith, with selfless faith. I see a near revival stirring as we pray and seek. We on our knees, we on our knees. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise his holy name. Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Happy 4th of July.
7月4日, 美國的獨立節.
4th of July is just a fun holiday for us in the States to celebrate our freedom.
7月4日,
and we're often told at this time to remember the cost and the sacrifice that it took for us to have this freedom.
很多時這個國慶日就提醒我們有很多人的犧牲,使得我們能夠得享這個自由的社會裡面。
In Galatians 5 verse 1, it says that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
在加拉太書保羅也這樣說,基督釋放了我們,叫我們得以自由。
The kind of freedom that Christ set us free for is much greater than the freedom we have as American citizens.
耶稣基督为我们的罪死十字架,比我们罪人得到这个自由,在最终得到的释放,比美国这个国庆日的自由是更加的大。
It's a freedom that has freed us from, redeemed us from sin, and freed us to be the image bearers that God wants us to be.
亦都係俾我哋喺最終嚟得到釋放，亦都我哋重拾翻神俾我呢個神呢個嘅形象喺呢個生活喺呢個地上嘅時候。
And so today we're going to remember the cost and the sacrifice that it took for us to gain this kind of freedom.
今日亦都要纪念我哋耶稣基督为我哋嘅罪死十字架，俾我哋得到呢个最终释放嘅自由。
We will do this by celebrating the Lord's Supper together.
就系我哋一齐嚟到守呢个圣餐，纪念主基督为我哋所作嘅牺牲。
And we will also be installing this year's church officers at the end of the sermon and after communion.
亦都系喺呢个圣餐之后，我哋亦都为一班嘅弟兄姊妹作一个嘅就职嘅祷告。
So let's begin with prayer.
我哋一齐嚟到祷告。
Lord, we rejoice because you are our God.
即系天父，我哋喜乐，因为神你系我哋嘅神。
You are the God who gives us true freedom.
神啊，你系嗰一位能够俾我哋有真正获得自由嘅上帝。
And Lord, we rejoice in the midst of difficult times.
神啊，亦都系喺我哋嘅困难嘅当中，我哋仍然要带有呢个嘅喜乐。
We continue to pray for our nation and our world during this pandemic.
神啊，亦都喺呢个疫情嘅当中，我哋为到世界嚟到祷告，亦都为到我哋个国家嚟到祷告。
I pray that you would give our leaders wisdom and humility as they make decisions that affect so many.
上帝，我哋求你俾我哋国家嘅领袖，佢哋能够谦卑智慧，因为佢哋所作出嘅决定影响到好多嘅人。
And on this 4th of July, we are truly grateful for the freedoms we have in this country.
在今天的美国的国庆日里面，我们感觉我们开心，因为我们在美国的自由社会能够有自由的生活。
Help us to use that freedom with wisdom and humility.
上帝也都给我们能够在这个自由的生活社会里面，能够有智慧的谦卑，怎样运用我们的自由。
Please bring justice and peace and goodness to our land.
上帝，我哋求你俾呢个嘅地方有呢个公义，有呢个和平。
We especially pray for your church around the world.
上帝，我哋都为到世界所有嘅教会嚟到祷告。
We know that we experience true freedom through the redemption of sin from sin.
上帝，我哋知道由于基督为我哋罪嘅牺牲，我哋喺最终真正嘅获得呢个嘅自由。
Teach us to use that freedom to love our neighbors.
上帝，让我哋有呢份嘅自由，能够爱我哋嘅邻舍。
Help us to use that freedom to walk in step with the Spirit.
上帝，亦都有呢份嘅自由，与我哋与呢个嘅圣灵嘅同行。
And I pray that we would be have this fruit of the Spirit developed in our lives.
上帝，亦都俾我哋有呢份嘅自由，能够结出属灵嘅果子。
Lord, we pray for our Chinese faith Baptist family.
主，我哋为到忠诚嘅家庭嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到祷告。
Please protect us from sickness.
神啊，保守我哋唔会有患病。
Please heal all in our community who are hurting physically.
神啊，我哋喺社区当中有人系身体有病嘅，求你能够医治佢哋。
We especially pray for Annie right now.
上啊，我哋继续嘅为到 Annie 乌姊妹嚟到祷告。
And we pray for Warren. God, would you intervene and bring healing to his body?
Warren 弟兄仍系病咗嘅，求你系喺参与嚟到医治佢。
Lord, we pray that you would comfort all in our community who are hurting emotionally.
上帝，亦都求你俾我哋社区当中有人情绪上受到系损害嘅，求你亦都俾佢有安慰。
We pray especially for Wendy and her family that you would comfort them.
神啊，亦都为到 Wendy 姊妹嚟到祷告，求你安慰佢，俾佢知道有丧夫之痛。
And Lord, I pray that you would grow up all of us spiritually.
神啊，亦都求你俾我哋属灵当中能够成长过嚟。
We especially pray for those you have called to lead this church.
上帝亦都求你嚟到帮助弟兄姊妹，佢愿意嚟到系参与服侍你嘅。
We pray that you would produce spiritual growth in this year's church officers.
上帝亦都求你帮助一班嘅弟兄姊妹，佢愿意能够系委身嘅嚟到系服侍你呢班嘅委员。
And we pray that you would use this time to continue to prepare Pastor James and his family.
上帝亦都求你呢段时间，求你为萧牧师嚟到预备，同埋佢嘅家人嚟到帮助佢哋。
Lord, we pray that you would be honored through our worship today.
神啊，我哋求你，我哋今日敬拜你嘅，能够带俾你嘅荣耀。
We pray that you would teach and encourage us through your word today.
求你俾你嘅说话嚟到帮助我哋，教导我哋。
And we pray that you would bless us through our celebration of communion today.
亦都帮助我哋系能够庆祝我哋受呢个圣餐嘅时候。
In Jesus' name, amen.
为祷告奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
I want to begin by reading today's verse.
我们今天开始的时候，我们看腓立比书的第三章的第一节。
In Philippians 3 verse 1, it says, Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you.
弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，于我并不为难，于你们却是妥当。
When I was a young person in my church, I noticed something about the Sunday sermons.
当我好年轻嘅时候，我去教堂听道理嘅时候，我留意到有一点喺度。
The pastor would often say, "And now for my final point."
好多时牧师到到最尾嘅时候就话：我而家作出一个结论。
And this usually meant that he was about to squeeze three more points into that last point.
但系如果佢讲嘅咁嘅意思就系话，佢尽量咧喺作结束嘅时候，佢再要逼多三个重要点落去。
And now that I'm preaching regularly, I might be guilty of doing the same thing.
而家我要做牧师，我要讲道嘅时候，我谂我亦都犯咗同一样嘅错。
But I promise that it's not intentional.
但我告诉你，我不是有意的。
Well, we have reached the midway point of Paul's letter to the Philippians.
我们已经读到腓立比书的第三章了，已经是中部的时候。
And in my NIV translation, chapter 3 begins with the word finally.
就是我在这个新国际译本的时候，这样译法，到我还有话要说。
And yet, Paul is only halfway through his letter.
保罗在这里只是讲了一半的说话而已，还没讲完。
Now, I don't think that this is a case of the pastor trying to squeeze three more points into his last point.
这里不是保罗说在最后再要讲多几个重点在这里。
In fact, the word that Paul used here could actually indicate that he's just moving on to a new subject.
保罗这里写话我还有话要说的时候，意思保罗是说有另外一个重点要跟他们讲的。
In fact, one English translation I've read, says, starts verse 3 by saying, in addition.
就是另外一个更加的英文的翻译本就说，我还有更多的东西要跟你们讲。
So this verse is really a transition verse.
这句说话只是一个的连接下一个的
Paul is about to add a new subject to his letter.
保罗是要加一个新的教导在以下他要讲的说话。
And he begins this sentence with a command to rejoice.
他给他们一个命令式就说，你们要靠主喜乐。
Now rejoicing has clearly been an important theme through the first half of this letter.
我们知道喜乐这个就是整本那个腓立比书前半节保罗的教导。
And here he has put this theme of rejoicing into his transition verse.
也都将这个的喜乐就是放在这个第三章一个的连接的开始下去。
By doing this, I think he's showing that what's going to follow, is still related to the idea of rejoicing.
也都告诉他，预备他们知道 我以后所讲嘅亦都同呢个嘅喜乐系有连挂有关联嘅。
This verse then says, "It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you."
保罗话：我唔怕再同你讲同一样嘅嘢。
In other words, Paul is not troubled by the fact that he's repeating himself.
保罗亦都话俾你听，我唔怕话俾你听，我再重复我要所讲嘅嘢话俾你哋知。
Now, Paul does not specify what these same things that he's repeating are.
保罗冇特别话到话，我想还有话要说，系讲啲乜嘢嘢咧？
He is possibly referring to the command to rejoice.
亦都系估计就系话俾你知，命令佢哋要喜乐。
He has already written about rejoicing in the first two chapters.
喺第一、第二章嘅时候，保罗已经讲到呢个嘅喜乐。
And now he is going to continue writing about it.
所以佢喺呢个第三章嘅时候，佢话继续嘅，再同你哋讲喜乐嘅事情。
Or when he says the same things, he might be talking about the ideas that are in the upcoming paragraph.
亦都佢讲嘅时候就系话到以后要嚟紧嘅，我就会讲清楚俾你知。
Because in the next paragraph, he begins talking about false teachers.
因为下面有几句就开始的时候就讲到这个假师傅。
Now the idea of false teachers is new to this letter.
在这个假师傅来讲 假老师的时候是这个新一个的教导给他们。
But it was probably information that he had taught to them at a previous time.
也都知道保罗已经在以前来讲也都跟他们讲过这个事情。
Whatever Paul is talking about here, it's clear that he has spoken about these same things to the Philippians on a previous occasion.
所以保亦都话预备俾腓立比教会知道，我而家同你所讲嘅，我以前都同你哋讲过噶啦。
And yet Paul says, "I'm not troubled by this."
保罗亦都话俾你知，我唔怕再同你哋咁样再讲。
Paul does not mind being repetitive.
保罗是不介意的重复那你就跟你讲这些说话。
In fact, many of Paul's letters will focus on one central theme.
保罗的书信很多时候都集中在一个主题的里面。
And when you read them, it will seem like Paul is talking about the same thing over and over.
我们看保罗的书信很多时候这些主题保罗讲完的再讲重复的。
Paul seems to think that this is an effective way to communicate.
保罗觉得他再重复这样讲是一个最好有效一种的沟通的表达。
Now, some people might expect a great teacher like Paul to give new information with every verse.
有人觉得保罗是一个伟大的老师，每一次要讲的时候都希望给一些新的资料给他们学习到。
But Paul likes to draw his audience back to his central points.
保罗好喜欢将佢嘅听众带翻去呢个嘅主题嘅中心点嘅里边。
Now modern day advertisers know how effective this is.
所以现代嘅广告就知道呢个嘅果效系乜嘢。
They will play the same advertisement over and over again.
所以喺电视你睇到呢啲嘅广告嘅不断嘅重复呢啲嘅广告。
They are not afraid of repeating themselves.
佢哋唔怕将呢啲嘅广告重复咁嚟到系播映。
They know that it is through repetition that their message will sink in.
因为他们觉得一不断地重复这些信息的时候，他们所传递的信息就会被人记得到。
And then hopefully will buy their products.
就是希望跟着他们就会买他们的产品。
Now, over the past few months, our Sunday morning sermons have continued coming back to a few important ideas.
在过往几个的主日我们讲的主题都是回来这个主题的里面再重复。
The main reason for this is that we're attempting to be faithful to the text of Paul's letter.
我们的目的就是忠于保罗对我们这些教导。
He continues to repeat the same ideas, and so our sermons reflect that repetitiveness.
所以他不断地重复他对信徒的教导。所以我们信息也都倾向于有一些重复。
But also these ideas are so important for our lives right now that I think they're worth repeating.
所以现时在这个我们今天这个疫情来讲，我们是对于我们来讲是有益处的，我们再重复这些真理。
Sometimes we need to be reminded over and over again of the truth.
有时我们真的要一次的再一次来讲述回提醒这些真理。
And this is especially true when our circumstances might lead us away from the truth.
特别的在现时这个环境里面会带领我们所思想的有分歧。
So Sunday mornings can be a time where we learn new information.
有时就是在主日来讲我们希望能够学习到新的事迹、新的教导。
But it is also an effective time for reminding us of the truth that we already know.
更加的有效的就是说我们已经知道的我们再重复的提醒大家能够是记得到。
The experiences of our weeks can drag us down away from the truth.
每个星期所面对的负面的使到我们会有机会的离开这个真理。
And a weekly reminder of the truth can pull us back up and encourage us once again for the next week.
但是每一个的主日的我们所学到的真理能够再次将我们能够推翻能够学习得到记得到这个我们所学习到的真理。
And so, like Paul, I am not troubled to say the same things again.
所以我们都好像保罗一样我不怕的再跟大家重复来讲上帝这个的真理在这里。
And in this verse, what Paul says again is to rejoice.
所以很简单，这句说话，保罗就教导我们，我们要喜乐。
Now he does in this verse have an addition to the command.
就是再加上他在这个的命，在这个叫他们喜乐当中，他要加上一个命令式在这里。
He commands them to rejoice in the Lord.
就是命令他们要是靠主来到喜乐。
This is a new addition to this phrase in the book of Philippians.
这个说话要靠主喜乐，是保罗在腓立比书，是一个新话给你知道的说话。
And to rejoice in the Lord takes the focus off of our circumstances and puts them onto the Lord.
就是我们靠主喜乐，就使到我们不会注意到这个环境，使到我们喜乐完全落在这个主的身上。
And I think it does that in three ways.
所以我们看到有三个方法这样做。
First, it focuses on our position in the Lord.
首先我注意到我们的喜乐是在我们在主的位置里面。
We have been united to Christ in his death and resurrection.
第一，因为我们藉着基督的死，我们接受主的时候，我们与主来到是恢复过来。
We are no longer slaves to sin.
我们不会在罪当中成为这个的奴隶。
We have relationship with the God of the universe.
因为我们接受主之后，我们在宇宙当中的神，我们跟他有回这个的关系。
And we have become united to a family of believers.
就是我们跟属灵当中，我们成为一个属灵的一家。
And so we have many spiritual mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters.
所以在属灵的家庭里面我们有属灵的父母属灵的兄弟姐妹。
And we are being conformed into the image of God's Son.
然后也都是说我们因为接受主之后我们恢复回有神的形象在我们的里面。
All of this is true because we are in the Lord.
我们所有的现在的就是因为我们在主里面有这个关系。
And that is a great cause for rejoicing.
就是因为这样的关系使到我们更加的可以有这个的喜乐。
Second, it focuses on who the Lord is.
第二个我们注意的就是说我们所信的我们的主是哪一位。
He is righteous and holy and good.
我们的信的主他是公义、圣洁、美好。
He is faithful in keeping all of his promises.
他是守他所谓所应许的约。
He is a God of justice.
他是一个行公义的神。
He is a loving God who seeks the well-being of others.
他是爱人的神，他为人而是要爱所有的世上的人。
This is a God worth rejoicing over.
所以我们信这个神，值得我们是去有为这个的喜乐。
And third, it focuses on what the Lord has done.
第三样嘅就系我哋记住主为我哋做过啲乜嘢。
Now this includes the small things that he does in our lives。
亦都就系话喺我哋生活当中好少嘅嘢， 信我们的主也都为我们做了。
He heals us from injury.
他为我们受伤的他医治我们。
He provides for us.
他供应我们。
And he gives us little blessings.
他给我们很多的不断无少的祝福。
But more importantly, it speaks to the great things he has done for all of his people.
但最重要的就是主为所有人所做的是最重要的。
He created us in his image and gave us responsibility to rule over his creation.
就是神按着他的形象做我们，我们今天恢复回来，我们要为他们来到去管治这个世界。
He sent Jesus to die to restore his image in us.
因为他差派主基督来到世上的时候，我们可以恢复回有这个神的形象在这里。
And he did this even while we were still sinners.
就是说我们当我们还作罪人的时候，神已经为我们做了这些。
He rose Jesus up from the dead in order to destroy death for us.
上帝是将耶稣基督复活过来的时候，将死亡来到是毁灭过来。
And he has promised to return and redeem all of creation, making everything new.
就是上帝都应许说基督会再来的，将一切都 是重新过来。
These are all great causes for rejoicing.
就是说我们想到这些的时候，就会令到我们更加有这个喜乐在这里。
And so Paul commands us to rejoice in the Lord.
所以保罗命令我们，我们要靠主来到喜乐。
Now, we do not need to rejoice at our circumstances themselves.
就是说我们是不需要说因为的环境翻译我们不喜乐。
We do not need to pretend that all of our suffering is a cause for rejoicing.
不需要是我们在受苦的当中扮这个喜乐。
But in the midst of our suffering, we are commanded to rejoice in the Lord.
但是都上帝命令我们，虽然在这个受苦的当中，我们仍然命令要在主，靠主来到喜乐。
And this means that rejoicing is a decision that we make.
这个喜乐的决定是我们自己去决定。
We are not being commanded to feel a certain way.
我们不是命令我们要怎样去感觉。
Our emotions are largely out of our own control.
这个情绪是表示我们控制不了的。
Now, in the book of Psalms, it commands us to rejoice in the Lord several times.
在诗篇来说，更加命令我们要喜乐，在这个的喜乐当中要赞美神。
And the phrase rejoice in the Lord often goes together with the act of praising God out loud.
就是诗篇教导我们，当我们要喜乐的时候，我们要大声的赞美神。
So no matter how we feel, we can verbalize our rejoicing to God.
无论我们怎么样的感觉都好，但是我们要喜乐的时候，我们要用口来赞美神。
In the midst of our suffering, we can tell God what that we rejoice in Him.
就是在我们困难的当中的时候，我们大声的赞美，告诉神知，我们的喜乐是为什么而喜乐。
And so we rejoice in our position in Him.
就是我们要在主里面有这份的喜乐。
We rejoice in the person of who God is.
就是在这个主里面告诉神知，神就是那一位我们值得我们喜乐。
And we rejoice in what God has done and what he has promised to do.
也都我们喜乐，告诉神知，我们知道神为我们做了很多什么，然后答应将来也都会再来。
And this rejoicing can come in the form of prayer as we tell God our rejoicing.
就是这份的喜乐，我们可以藉着祷告告诉上帝知。
But it can also come in the form of song as we sing our praises to him.
也都可以在我们的喜乐当中，我们用歌声来赞美我们的神。
And it can also come in the form of testimony as we tell others about God's goodness.
或者用一个的见证的方式，将这份的喜乐跟人家分享。
Now this is, of course, easier to do when life is going well.
当然，如果生活是顺利好的时候，我们这样做是很顺理成章。
But when life is difficult, it takes a decision of our will to rejoice in God.
但是如果在困难里面的时候， 我哋就要用我哋嘅意志嚟到去做一样，做呢，做一个喜乐嘅表示。
It takes a deliberate decision to focus our minds on the goodness of God.
就系话我要集中于留睇到神对我哋嘅好，我哋要喺心里边有呢种嘅喜乐。
And it takes a deliberate decision to say those things out loud.
更加嘅刻意嘅将呢份嘅喜乐用我哋嘅口。
And this is what Paul is telling us to do.
这个就是保罗告诉我听，我就要这样去做。
But it's also something that he did himself.
所以保罗也都讲，他也都自己这样去做。
In the book of Acts, we can read about the first time Paul visited the city of Philippi.
所以在使徒行传的时候，我们看到保罗第一次去到腓立比的时候，他的经历。
And during that visit, he was beaten severely and thrown in prison.
就喺第一次去腓立比地方嘅时候，佢被人鞭打，亦都系被人放喺呢个监嘅里边。
But that very night, the other prisoners heard Paul singing hymns of praise to God.
就嗰晚佢喺牢狱中嚟嘅，其他嘅犯人都听到保罗唱嘅歌声，亦都赞美神。
Paul found a way to rejoice in the Lord no matter his circumstances.
保罗是知道无论任何的环境都不可以阻止他对神表示这份的喜乐。
Now back to Philippians 3 verse 1.
我们再看回腓立比书的第三章的第一节。
Paul ended this verse by saying that it is a safeguard to you.
就是告诉你们，你们这样做要喜乐的时候，对于你们是有益处。
Now, our world right now is focusing on developing safeguards against COVID-19.
我们今天的世界现在就是集中于怎样来处理这个的新冠状病毒。
We are distancing ourselves from each other and then wearing masks when we're together.
就是我们大家有一个的距，有一个的居家令，同埋我们要做什么，都要戴这个的口罩。
We're being reminded to wash our hands often.
亦都提醒我哋要经常嘅洗手。
These are all decisions that we make in order to keep ourselves safe.
就系佢哋有呢啲嘅决定，要提我哋要做，就系要为着我哋嘅安全着想。
And we're being reminded over and over through television ads and billboards to put these safeguards into practice.
所以呢啲嘅指引嚟讲，不断嘅重复，你都系教导我哋，使到我哋知道要注意呢个嘅安全。
I remember a slightly similar situation when I was a child.
我记得好细个有一个咁嘅记得有咁嘅事情发生。
It was at a time when they began enforcing seatbelt laws.
就记得初初开始要人戴呢个嘅安全带嘅时候。
Seatbelts are a safeguard to protect us in case of a car accident.
就是这些戴安全带就是一个很安全的保护当有意外发生的时候。
And at the time, they repeated advertisements over and over, reminding us to buckle our seatbelts.
坐在要加强这个要戴安全带的时候，他们不断地重复这个讯息。
I remember they even had a catchy little song that they would sing all the time.
我更加记得有一个很特别的一个嘅歌嚟到鼓励人哋点样去做。
And I won't sing it for you now because then Pastor Wallace would have to translate it on the fly.
我唔会唱呢首歌。
They did not mind repeating these things because they thought that by repeating them they would keep us safe.
但系佢哋唔介意咁样去重复，因为知道呢啲嘅信息对于佢哋嚟讲系好俾佢一个安全。
Now, Paul was not troubled by repeating the same things because he thought those things would keep the Philippians safe.
所以保罗是不怕重复他的信息，因为他觉得他教导的对于他们来讲是有这个好处。
Now, I believe that Paul is primarily referring to the things that he's going to write about in the following paragraph.
也都是知道保罗在下面再讲的时候是现在讲的，就是指向于他下一段怎样教导他们。
And we will begin looking at those things next week.
所以我下个星期就看看保罗要教导他们的是什么。
But that next paragraph is connected to this command to rejoice.
但是以后所讲的 同而家呢句讲嘅系有关联嘅。
And so I think that we can explore how rejoicing might be a way of keeping the Philippians safe.
睇下我哋点解喜乐会带俾腓立比教会咁有益处咧？
And so we'll do this by looking at those things from which the Philippians needed to be kept safe.
首先我要睇下边啲嘅事情会带嚟腓立比教会呢啲嘅安全咧。
Paul speaks of several dangers for the church in Philippi.
保罗话咗俾你听，有几样嘢喺腓立比教会有危险嘅。
And they are all dangers that are spiritual in nature.
就系第一，就系佢哋失去咗呢个嘅合一。
They seem to be in danger of losing their unity.
就系话好自然，佢哋就系失去咗佢哋教会呢个嘅合一喺度。
They are in danger of despairing because of the opposition to their faith.
因为佢哋将佢嘅信所信嘅系背道而驰。俾佢哋处于呢个绝望嘅危险之中。
They are in danger of compromising because they are suffering due to their faith.
因为佢哋信仰而喺呢个受苦嘅当中嘅时候，佢哋处于一个嘅妥协嘅危险嘅地方。
And they seem to be in danger of proudly putting themselves ahead of others.
就系都过于自己骄傲嘅，将自己放喺别人之先。
Next week, we'll see that they were in danger of listening to false teaching.
下个星期就俾我哋听到保罗教导点样作听，佢哋跟从呢个假师傅嘅危险。
Now, Paul seemed to think that rejoicing would play a key role in keeping them safe from these dangers.
保罗就话俾你听，佢哋而家嘅喜乐就会带俾佢哋逃离呢啲嘅危险嘅环境。
And I believe that it is largely because it would put their focus on the Lord.
我觉得最主要就系话将佢哋嘅注意力注喺神住基督嘅身上。
Many of these dangers come when they forget who their Lord is.
就系佢哋危险嚟到嘅时候，就因为佢忘记咗佢哋嘅主。
Many of these dangers come because they forget their privileged position in the Lord.
佢哋喺有危险嘅时候，因为佢忘记咗佢哋自己喺主里边嘅位置。
And many of these dangers come when they forget what the Lord has done for them.
因为佢哋忘记咗神为佢做过啲乜嘢，所以危险就会出现。
The decision to verbally rejoice in the Lord would return their focus to their good God.
所以佢心里边有喜乐嘅时候，要用口嚟到系赞美神，有呢份嘅喜乐，让佢哋能够再一次集中翻喺神嘅为佢所做嘅乜嘢。
And this would keep them safe from despair and disunity and compromise.
咁佢哋有呢份嘅喜乐，使到佢哋有呢个平安，唔会喺呢个嘅分裂妥协当中、绝望当中，俾有呢份嘅平安喺度。
And this is why I am not afraid to repeat this message again and again.
所以我亦都唔怕嘅，将呢保罗呢个信息再重复嘅，再重复咁同大家讲。
We need the weekly reminder.
所以我要每一个星期都咁嚟到提醒我哋。
I know that I have needed this weekly reminder.
喺呢个星期，我需要有呢个嘅提醒。
During the last few weeks, I've endured some pain from a shoulder injury.
喺过几个星期，我系伤咗我嘅膊头。
And it has put me in danger of grumbling and complaining.
使到我又有处于有呢个发怨言投诉呢个嘅危机。
And it has put my focus upon myself instead of on others.
就系将因为嘅痛嘅时候，使到我集中于我哋自己，冇谂到别人。
God has been reminding me to rejoice.
所以神系提醒我要喺呢个嘅痛嘅当中，我哋要喜乐。
I've been trying to look for the little things that God does for me each day and then deciding to rejoice about them.
所以再一次嘅神提醒我，就系神喺我身上每一日做咗好少嘅嘢，就系提醒我，我要喺主里边有呢份嘅喜乐。
I need to rejoice because I need to be safeguarded against spiritual dangers.
所以我一定要带有呢份嘅喜乐，因为喺呢个时候我带有呢个嘅属灵呢种嘅危机喺度，忘记咗。
I believe that our current circumstances bring great spiritual danger to us.
所以在今天这个的环境里面，使到我们属灵当中有一个的危机在这里。
And I'm not talking about the danger of catching a virus.
我不是说我们会染上这些的病菌。
And I'm not talking about the danger of losing jobs.
我不是说我们会失去这份的工作，失去我们的工作。
Those are real dangers.
这些是真正有这个的危险在这里。
But the dangers that rejoicing will protect us from are spiritual dangers.
就是说在这个环境里面，我们最要防止我们在这个属灵当中有这个的危机。
Our situation puts us in the danger of despair.
就是在这个的环境里面，使得我们失去了这个的希望。
Our situation puts us in a danger of losing hope.
使得我们受这个的没这个的盼望在这里。
Our situation puts us at risk of self-pity.
就在这个环境里面，使得我们个人有这个自怜。
Our situation makes us prone to putting ourselves first.
就在这个环境里面，使得什么都是想到我们 是我们自己。
And our situation even threatens to divide the church as it has been dividing our nation.
今天这个国家的分歧也都有这个危机，使得教会也都有这个的分歧在这里。
And we've been reminding you several times over the past few months to put others ahead of yourselves.
就在过往的星期，我们都不断地教导大家的，不要只是单顾自己的事情，也都要顾及别人的事情。
And we have reminded you to keep your hope and be encouraged in the midst of suffering.
就是都再鼓励大家的，在这个的困难受苦的当中，我们要保持有这个的盼望在这里。
And we have reminded you to remain united as spiritual family members.
也都再提醒大家的，我们在主里面有这份的合一在这里。
And I believe these messages have been heard.
我知道，我不怕的，大家已经听过我所讲的这些说话。
But each week these circumstances can overwhelm us and draw us back down.
就是一直的环境来讲，都会使到我们会呈属灵的低潮过来。
And so I am not troubled this morning to remind you of the same things.
所以今朝早上我都唔怕嘅，再提醒大家要咁样，要有主里边呢份嘅喜乐喺度。
Let us make a decision to rejoice.
就系我哋有呢个嘅决定喺主里边，无论任何嘅环境，我哋都有呢份嘅喜乐。
Let us rejoice in who God is.
我哋要喜乐，我哋所信嘅神系边一位？
He is the good God who will always be faithful to his people.
因为我们所信的神，祂是美善的，祂对祂的子民一直的这样来关爱。
He is the powerful God who is in control of all of history.
我们所信的神是满有这个大能的，祂在历史当中掌管万有一切。
He is the loving God who has put your needs ahead of his own.
就是神是我们所信的神，祂是爱我们的神，将爱到我们，将一切都放为要爱我们。
Choose to rejoice in who God is.
所以这个的理就有这个理由，我们要拣，要有这份的喜乐在这里。
And let us rejoice in our position in Christ.
就是也都要我们在我们主里面有这个身份的时候，我们有这个的喜乐。
We have been united with the God of the universe.
今日我们在主里面能够从神来到有这个的和好。
We have been forgiven and been made righteous.
就是我们有与神这个的和好的时候，我们是在神面前因信而称义。
We have been united, or adopted into a family, uniting us as brothers and sisters.
就因为我们在主里面信主的时候，我们是在主里面是属灵的一家。
Choose to rejoice in your position in Christ.
所以你要做一个选择，在主里面的有这份的喜乐。
And finally, let us rejoice in what our God has done.
最后的就是说，我们要在主里面要记住神为我们所做的什么，我们要在主里面有这份的喜乐。
In the midst of your day, look for those little blessings and rejoice out loud.
所以在我们每一天的里面，我们想想神为我们做什么的，我们感恩在神里面有这份的喜乐。
and always remember what God has done for you through Jesus' death and resurrection.
就是我们要记得,藉着主基督的死,的复活,
and always keep in front of you the promise that he is going to come and make all things new.
亦都是记住有这份的喜乐,将来主基督再来的时候,一切都变成新的了。
Choose to rejoice in the good things God has done.
所以我们选择是神为我们所做的这么多的美好,我们要在主里面有这份的喜乐。
It is no trouble for me to say the same things again.
所以我不怕的,跟大家讲完的再讲。
Because it is a safeguard for all of us.
因为这样讲的时候,对于我们大家有益处。
Please pray with me.
我一起祷告。
Father, we rejoice.
神啊,我们有这份的喜乐。
You are good.
因为神你是好的。
You have set us up as your sons and daughters.
神啊,你接纳我们成为你的儿女。
You have suffered and died on the cross on our behalf.
上帝啊,你为我们,差派主耶稣基督来为我们的罪而死。今天我们才可以成为你的儿女。
And you have promised us a glorious future.
神啊,你答应我们将来有荣耀的时候,光荣的时候。
So today we rejoice.
神啊,我们今天又有这份的喜乐。
Help us throughout the week to make the choice to continue rejoicing.
在未来的星期,愿意我们在主里面有这份的喜乐。
And as we do that, keep us safe.
因为我们这么做的时候,为我们有这份的平安。
Keep us safe from disunity.
就是为了我们的合一,为了我们的合一,来有这份的平安。
Keep us safe from selfishness.
帮助我们不会有这个自私。
Keep us safe from pride.
帮助我们不会有自己的骄傲。
Keep us safe from self-pity and despair.
帮助我们不会有这个自怜,不会有这个沮丧。
We rejoice in you.
神啊,我们在主里面有这份的喜乐。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告,阿们。
We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper now, so if you will turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and go get some juice and bread if you haven't yet.
如果大家未预备好有这个饼和杯的时候,请大家去预备,我们一起来看看哥林多前书的第11章。
Communion is a time to rejoice.
在圣餐的时候,就是一个喜乐的时刻。
We are rejoicing that Jesus' body was broken so that we could be a part of his body.
因为我们有这份的喜乐,因为主为我们罪人而抹,将我们的身体抹开。
We're rejoicing that his blood was spilled so that we could be forgiven and made righteous and come into his family.
因为我们有喜乐,因为主为我们的罪而流出的血。 所以我们今天能够再重返这个主的家。
So on this 4th of July, we take this meal together and truly rejoice over the real freedom that we have.
我们今天在国庆的日子里面,我们就是这个庆祝,我们感恩,我们有这份的喜乐在这里。
1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 says this.
在哥林多前书的第11章23节这么说。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
我当日传给你们的,现是从主领受的,就是主耶稣基督被卖那一夜,拿起饼来,捉着了就擘开说,这是我的身体,为你们舍的。
Let us take this bread together and rejoice in the unity that this represents. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是要纪念我。
Let us take of this cup together and celebrate the true freedom that it brings us.
我们一手领受这个杯，因为这个是我们真正能够获得这个自由。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim out loud the Lord's death until he comes again.
所以你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，表明主的死，直到他来。
Father, thank you for communion and this chance to rejoice in you.
神啊，我们多谢你给我们有这个机会一起守这个圣餐，能够在主里面有这份的喜乐。
We rejoice that your body was broken and blood was spilled for our sake.
因为我们有喜乐，因为主为我们的罪而擘开，将你的身体擘开，为我们罪流出这个的宝血。
Help us to proclaim out loud every time we take of this, of your love for us.
主愿意我们每一次守这个圣餐的时候，我们大声的宣扬主你的爱在我们的里面。
And we continue to rejoice until you come again.
我们有这个每一次带有这个喜乐，是等候主的再来。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
We're going to end the service before announcements by honoring and praying for this year's church officers.
我们就未结束的时候，我们就用一个时候来到为一班的今年2020年、2011年的弟兄姐妹的来到就职，来到为他们就职祷告。
We are grateful for each of these people that they are giving of their time and energy to serve the church in this way.
这班的弟兄姊妹愿意他们的恩赐，愿意他们的时间，来到服侍主的家。
And to take on leadership in a church is an honorable decision.
就是我们能够将自己的恩赐时间奉献出来，是一个的荣耀，能够服侍神的家。
And it is a loving decision that is truly trying to serve others.
就是一份很爱的表现，因为你用你的时间来服侍弟兄大家。
And so each year we want to charge these officers with their duties to serve the church.
就是今天我们将这份责任就交托给这班的弟兄姐妹来服侍教会。
We want to challenge them to give up themselves for you.
就是我们要向你发出挑战，因为他们要服侍大家。
But we also want to challenge the whole church body to support the officers in their service.
也都给全个教会弟兄姊妹发出个挑战，因为你们要支持这班的弟兄姊妹。
And I think this year especially, these leaders are going to have to be extra creative and take extra wisdom as they lead the church.
其实今年是更加的困难，他们需要特别的恩赐智慧，怎么来到带领教会。
Things are going to look different this year.
今年要做教会事工的时候，要很多方面有些不同。
So we ask that you continue in prayer for them.
所以今天我们希望大家能够为他们来到，继续的为他们来到祷告。
And so now let's pray for them together.
主，我一起来到是为他们来祷告。
Lord, thank you for each of these people that are giving of themselves to serve this church.
神啊，我们今天为了这班的弟兄姐妹，他愿意放低自己，能够服侍你的家。
Thank you for the gifts and abilities you have given them to take on these roles.
神啊，多谢你给他们有这份的恩赐，能够做这份的职务。
And thank you for the ways you've worked in their lives to grow them up into leaders of your church.
神啊，多谢你亦都在他们的生命当中能够成长过来，愿意今天能够奉献的，能够服侍主你。
Lord, we pray that you would give them strength to carry out this service.
神啊，我们求你给他这份的能力，能够是 喺呢个嘅事工嘅当中。
We pray that you would keep their eyes focused on you to continue walking in your word.
神啊，愿意佢哋能够一直嘅与主嘅同行，用神嘅说话嚟到点样嚟到系管。
We pray that you would give them wisdom and you would give them creativity to lead the church in these difficult times.
神啊，亦都求你俾佢有智慧，尤其是喺呢个咁困难嘅时候嚟讲，佢哋俾佢有创意嘅，点样嚟到系服侍你。
And Lord, we pray that as a church as a whole would support these leaders.
神啊，亦都为到整教会嚟到祷告，愿意弟兄姊妹能够支持佢哋呢份嘅事工。
And so, Lord, I want to pray for each of them by name.
神啊，我愿意为每一位提名嚟到祷告。
Lord, we lift up to you Dick and Raymond and Winkett and John and James.
神啊，我愿意为到 James, 为到 Winkett, 啊 John, Raymond 同埋 Dick 嚟到祷告。
We pray for Ying and Edward and Bonita and Elaine.
亦都为到啊英姐妹 Edward, Bonita。
Lord, we pray for Ben and Noreta and May and Emiko and Eric.
也都为了 Ben, Noreta, Emiko 来到祷告。
Lord, we pray that you would guide these people in their task.
主啊，求你都帮助他们能够是做到他的事工。
And Lord, we pray that they would take this task seriously.
神啊，要他们来到是很严谨的来做这份事工。
And we pray that we would honor them well.
主要我求你来到是永供应给他们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉救主耶稣基督的名祷告。我忘记了，是啊， Eric 是做这个 worship， 刚才没提到他的名字。现在是这个会务的报告。每一年呢，我们要感谢神能够预备一班的弟兄姊妹能够是服侍你。也都 Pastor Scott 刚才已经作出这个的就职的祷告。我希望大家能够是为他们继续的祷告。因为来紧这一年的时候，我们要面对很多的挑战，我们一定要求神给我们有一个的智慧来到去服侍你。Every year God prepare his servant to work.In his ministry, Pastor Scott has already prayed for the installation of our committee chairs and deacons for the 2020 and 2021. Please continue to pray for us as we face challenge in the coming years. Ask that we might be one body and spirit and we serve the Lord.As we enter summer, Pastor Scott has offered to teach a new Bible class during this time. If you are interested to participating, please contact James Chin or me to sign up. 夏天嚟緊嘅時候，Pastor Scott 想同大家有一個嘅聖經嘅課程。如果大家有興趣參加嘅，請同阿 James 嚟到聯絡，或者同我嚟聯絡。Please continue to pray for the church leadership in knowing when and how to reopen the church. As we wait for the new guidelines from the governor, pray that we will wisdom in how to proceed safely. 我们仍然在等待着，要政府给我们一个指引，我们几时可以重开教会，以我们有智慧的，能够是有安全性的，能够再重开教会。On July 19, 2020, we will be conducting our annual business meeting. We will try to hold this meeting live through Zoom after a live worship service. Please join us live that morning at 11 o'clock on Zoom. 再过两个星期，在7月19号，我们要在这个视像有我们的周年的教会的会议。我们会有一个的是 live 是职场的来到有这个会议还有职场的这个的的敬拜。所以大家当日呢大家要早点起身预备回11点钟来到参加这个的这个职场的 即时嘅呢个教会嘅敬拜。Please continue to pray for the unity of our nation and unrest grow and no cases of the coronavirus grow. Please pray for the healing and safety during this time. Please also pray for the Hong Kong during this time of unrest. Please pray for the peace and safety of Hong Kong citizens. 我们请为我们继续为国家的合一来祷告，知道这个的冠状病毒肺炎是没有停止，不断有上升的迹象。求神继续的祷告，给我们得到有这个医治有平安。请亦都继续为香港的事情来祷告，因为有很多的事情的发生，求主来到帮助他们有这个的平安和这个的和平。Please also continue to pray for Sister Annie Wu. Pray for her healing and recovering during this time. Please also pray for Paul Chu and the family during this difficult time. 请大家仍然我们不断的来到是为到 Annie Wu 来到祷告，还有也都为到 Paul Chu 一家祷告。当在这个未录影的时候，刚刚是收到一个的消息，就是 Warren 弟兄是入了医院，因为他是有不舒服的地方。我已经是送出了一个的祷告的事项。Before we do the recording, I received a message from his son Warren Jr. So Warren is not feeling well. Now he is in the hospital. Please continue to pray for him. I already sent out the prayer request in the prayer chain. Please continue to pray for our brother Warren. So,让我们一起来到低头的祷告。Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Sunday morning, and we are grateful for the opportunity to observe communion. It has been already been a few months since Oregon Institute shelter in place. We pray that you may help us be patient during this time, granting us guidance and wisdom in how to proceed safely.Pray that you may give us peace and watching over our heart, as there are so many distractions going into the world. Please help us not to lose focus on you. May we draw closer to you each and every day. Thank you. 所以天父，我多谢你今朝早上俾我哋可以嚟到敬拜你，亦都能够守呢个圣餐。在过往几个月，我们真的这个的居家令来讲，我们仍然都未有机会的见面。求主帮助我们在这段的期间有这个耐性，给我们有指引，给我们 有智慧的怎么来到是继续的进行。神啊，我们求你给我们有平安，能够保守我们的心，能够不会受到世界当中的影响，能够失去对主的集中。愿主我们每一日都能够是仰望于主你，求主你保守我们每一日更加的亲近主你。我们的祷告奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.